Hey, hey, mamas. Welcome back to another episode of the Knitting Mamas podcast. I am your host, Nadine, and today we're going to talk about the phenomenon of us mamas feeling guilty when we think about self-care, when we think about taking a break, and about how we often don't enjoy the rest without feeling guilty. So let's dive into this episode because I have some mindset shifts that you are really, really going to enjoy. Hey there, mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi. I'm your host, Nadine Medina, and just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I am sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. Welcome back to another episode. Before we dive in, if you are finding these episodes helpful, first of all, thank you so much for tuning in every week. I'm so excited to have you here to share my things that have worked for me and to really, you know, dive deeper into these topics that are going to help us mamas find you more time for being creative, for rest, for self-care, and doing it all guilt-free. But if you do find these episodes helpful, I would love for you to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss an episode whenever they come out. And also, please go ahead and share it with other moms. That would be so very lovely because I can't wait to welcome more mamas into this community and share all this knowledge with them as well and get them back into being creative, maybe even picking up knitting as their hobby and, you know, taking more care of themselves and in our busy lives. So today's topic is all about resting without guilt. And I know this is kind of a big one because I do feel like that's, but besides the fact that a lot of us complain about not having time to take breaks, the next thing that I always hear from you guys out there is, I just don't feel like I deserve to sit down or take a break. Those of you who have finally turned that whole thing around and do realize, hey, I need this time for myself to actually be able to pour into others, which is what we do as moms, It's taken a long time. So for those of you who are not there yet, I'm here for you with this episode today. And we all know that we need the rest, but how do we do it guilt-free and actually take care of ourselves so that we then can pour into our families and into our kids, into our work, into, you know, our homes, our community, everything else around it? The thing is, and this is like this realization, it makes complete sense, but we don't think about it. Like, who is going to take care of you? And my answer is no one other than you. So no one is going to do it for us. And we need to be very clear about the fact that if we're not doing this, if we're not taking care of ourselves for ourselves, then no one else is going to do it, right? Only you can and only you will. So making time for that without feeling guilty is actually essential. And I'm not talking about like indulging, you know, like overdoing it and doing things like in a crazy way where we just neglect everything else. That's not it. But we also can't neglect ourselves in favor of everyone else around it and everything else around it, around us. So like never saying no to anything that we're we're asked, right? Especially from the outside of our home, when it's not related directly to our home, we tend to say yes to so many things that there's literally no time left for us, for our own self-care, for taking a break, for reading a book, for knitting a couple of rows, for just doing stuff that we actually enjoy, right? But I'm not talking about indulging here. I'm talking about the basic rest when you're tired. Like, sit down, take a nap, whatever you need. When you're tired, you take a break. Breaks during your day that will actually recharge you. And I don't mean scrolling Instagram, because in my opinion, that's not a break. That can contribute to your anxiety and your stress that you already are feeling. Getting enough sleep, eating well, exercising, right? Not skipping that because something else came up and you had to take care of it and you're running around and there's just no time left. And also running around the stairs up and down in your house because you're so busy that you're everywhere might be okay in terms of your step count, but it's not the same as intentional exercise for your body. And then there's, of course, doing things that you love and doing things that you enjoy and doing them fully and being present while you're doing them, because I feel like otherwise they're just not really having any effect. If you're just kind of like doing them half in, half out, you might as well just not do them, because it's just not going to have that same benefit as if you sat down and you really are in it. It's the same with your children, right? When we're just half listening to them and the other ear is somewhere else, or we're half, you know, scrolling Instagram or reading an email, it's not how we really want that, right? So think about the last time you tried to relax, but you actually felt guilty instead. It really is like you're not truly resting, because you think at the same time that you should be doing something completely different. Like, I should be doing the dishes and I should be folding that pile of laundry over there. So it's like constant reminder while we're trying to rest that it's really not what we should be doing. And we're like feeling all that guilt coming up, right? And it can also be the other way around. When you're actually doing stuff with your kids, or when you are doing things in your house, you might think, dang, when the heck am I going to rest? Like, I mean, there's got to be some time for that as well. So I know that we've all been there, and that we all need these little reminders that we are, in fact, allowed to take those breaks, and that, number one, our house is not going to fall apart because we do, right? That was usually my excuse. And I'm not saying it in a bad way, like excuse, but more like my reason why I didn't sit down and why I would feel guilty. I was like, no, I can't, because this whole place is just going to, you know, fall apart if I take a break. The other part was I was always worried that I would fall asleep the moment I sit down. But that also goes to show that I needed more rest. I needed better sleep in order to actually, you know, have the energy during the day to do the things that I need to do. So I was always just like, if I sit down and I read a book, I'm going to be out for 3 hours and I can't afford that. That doesn't work. I used to run around like a chicken without a head on, and I wondered why the hell I'm so beat all the time. Like, my mind was always somewhere else. It was never really in the present moment. And I don't think that we can sustain that kind of an approach to self-care, right? It's really not self-care anyway. If you're like half here and half there, it does happen. It does happen. There's things where there's moments when you have to multitask, and it's just, there's no other way around it. But if we don't even try to be present in certain moments, especially when you sit down and when you finally say, okay, I'm going to take five, and then you're thinking about your shopping list that you didn't write, or, you know, oh my gosh, I still have to do this, and or you're looking at a pile of stuff that you've been wanting to declutter and your mind goes there and you're like, when am I going to do that? Before you know it, the 5 minutes are over and you did everything but relax, and you felt guilty on top of it because you weren't doing anything else. It's this vicious cycle, right? But let's talk about a couple of things that we can hopefully all embrace and do. And again, we need these reminders. So this is not rocket science. This is nothing new. This is just your gentle reminder from me today that, you know, there is a way to look at this a different way. And let's find out a couple of my proven ways to look at it. And again, I read about this often so that I can remind myself, hey, it's okay. It's okay to take this break, right? And to be truly present and stop feeling the guilt that comes with taking time for yourself as a busy mom. So, number one, this is such a big one. And I know it's such a huge thing for so many of us, something that I continue to work on, and I feel like all of us are, but it's the best reminder to be guilt-free about self-care. And that is, you are enough. You are enough. You have done enough. You are doing enough. And you are okay to sit down and take that break. You deserve it. Your self-love is really key to this guilt-free rest, right? You've always been enough and you always will be enough no matter what you do, because it's just like this basic, essential, you know, just by being here, you're enough and you're worthy. So self-love and having your own back are, in my opinion, essential in order to let go of that guilt, because you know that you are worthy of taking a break. You're worthy of sitting down and reading that book, even if it's the middle of the day and you haven't done the dishes and the laundry is still a big pile in your corner, or maybe there's two or three baskets. Ask me how I know. But this self-love and the reminder of self-love, this is something that we continuously have to reiterate to ourselves. We are worth it. We are worth it. We are enough. I love myself. That is such a big, big shift in your mindset. Instead of beating yourself up for taking a break, saying, I love myself and I am worth it and I value myself, and this is me taking care of my body right now. And if I do that, then I'm showing up as a better mother. I'm showing up as a better wife. I'm showing up as a better business owner or colleague or, you know, friend, brother, sorry, sister to a brother, daughter, whatever role you have to step into. When you're rested, you're just going to be so much better at it. And you really do not need to do a bunch of stuff in order to feel like you earned the rest or you deserve the rest. That's the mindset shift right there. But it has to be rooted and starting with self-love. The second step is to trust yourself. So when you make a plan, and this is something that I highly recommend, is to put these breaks and little, you know, moments of sitting down and reading a book, like put it in your calendar, even if it's a 15-minute break, but put it in there, because at least then you can see it. It may not happen at the time you had anticipated to do it, but it still is so much more likely to happen when you do have it on your schedule. And when you do that, when you have that plan, you need to train yourself to trust yourself that that's the plan you had, and there's a reason why you made that plan, and you are okay to do it. You do not have to ditch the plan and say, you know what, just forget it this one time. I just don't have to sit. I don't have the time right now. I got to do the dishes. I got to do this. I got to do that. That happens to me so often in the mornings when I'm like, oh, you know what, this 10-minute meditation, I just don't have time for that. I need to do this. I need to do this. This has to get done. It's gotten late. I got up late. But then when I really think about it, I'm like, wait a minute, it is here for a reason. Like, I put this here in the morning for a reason. When I do this, and it only takes 10 minutes, it's not a long time, I feel better. My day goes better. I'm in more control. I feel more calm. I can handle things easier. I'm not as stressed. My responses are better. It is so very worth those 10 minutes that I think I don't have. But it's really the opposite. We need it in order to show up so much better. And if you're intentional about your time and you do what you intended to do, whatever that is, you will feel less guilty about what you're not doing in that moment. In other words, I'm not going to feel guilty not doing the dishes because I intended to do my meditation. I know why I'm doing it and I know I'm better for it. So that guilt can go somewhere else. So when you have your own back, you know you can trust yourself with the plans you made. And I think that's such an important step that we often overlook because we just think, oh, it's not a big deal if I skip that, even though I had it planned, right? Just remind yourself, why did you plan it? Why do you need it? Why is it important to you? And then do it. And everything else is going to get done. It's going to get done no matter what. And even if it's happening the next morning, you know, I'm talking about the dishes here in the evening. Third step, choose your rest wisely. So what I mean by that is pick activities that actually truly recharge you. For me, that would be knitting, that would be reading, right? Those are some things that I love doing and it just gives me so much back. And I don't even have to do it for hours and hours and hours. It's not like I need to read 15 chapters in order to feel relaxed. No, it's fine for me if I just get that little escape, that little break. Or when I knit a few rows and I'm just like, oh, let's take a breath. Or let's listen to something that's calming, right? But I would highly suggest to make a list of all the things that you would want to do when you do take a break, when you rest. Is it knitting? Is it reading? Is it napping? Watching TV? Scrolling social media? As much as I personally don't get much from that, but I know a lot of people who say, no, when I just scroll, it relaxes me. I enjoy doing that. So if that's you, put that on that list. Would you like to take a walk or just work out? Do you want to do some stretches, some yoga, or do you just want to lay down and close your eyes and do nothing and give your brain a break? That's it. Because how often do you actually give your brain a break? We usually are just slammed with, you know, something comes at us all the time. It's like your kids, and then it's social media, and then it's the radio, and then it's whatever else. Like, there's always noise. And it would just be so wonderful to have 5 or 10 minutes of nothing and just let your brain go where it goes. Unless your brain goes into worry, anxiety, that kind of stuff. In that case, put some headphones in and listen to some really calming music and direct your brain somewhere else, because we don't need that in our break either. But just write down all the things that you would love to do in that break that you are going to build into your life from here on and that you're not going to feel guilty about. And then also write down why you chose those things. Like I just said, if I'm reading, I'm escaping. I'm escaping the daily, not that I need to escape, but it's just nice, right? To have a little change of scenery and going into a story that someone made up for fun. I love it. I love novels so much. And for me, that's such a nice way of taking just a quick break from my day to day, right? For me, it's knitting because I love the rhythm of the movement. It relaxes me. It is like a mini meditation to me. And I just love what's coming out of it. I love the creation process. So seeing it come together, seeing that I've just made a couple rows of progress on my next project and I'm that much closer to it being done, it makes me happy. So those are the reasons why those things to me are important. Napping, I love it, but it's not as important as those other two things. So write down why you chose the things you choose, right? I also love walking. Walking is oftentimes my alternative to knitting or reading because it clears my head. I love being outside, love getting some sunshine, and you can kind of walk yourself through some problems too sometimes. You know, if you're feeling like, ooh, I'm really stressed, I need this break right now, take a walk. It works wonders. So again, choose your rest wisely. Don't make it something random so that you feel like you wasted that time, but make it something super intentional that you love doing. And it's going to have so much more, it's going to be so much more effective for you when you do finally take that break. And definitely don't look at other people and see what they're doing. Just because they're doing that doesn't mean that that's right for you. I'm here to suggest a couple of things to you, but you know best what's right for you. And if you are one of the creative moms, try knitting. Try it out. See what you think. I would love, love, love to hear what you think about it. So let's recap real quick. First step in order to feel less guilty for taking breaks is you are enough and you are worth taking this break. Love yourself and continue to tell yourself, I deserve this break. First step, so very important. Second step, trust yourself that the plans you make to take a break are there for a reason. Follow through. Make sure that, you know, that time is protected, that you put down, this is when I'm taking my break. If it's 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, no big deal, but don't skip it. Okay. Step three, choose your activities during your rest very wisely and make sure there's some stuff that you love doing that fills you up, that makes you happy, that gives you, you know, something back so that you can go back out there and be awesome and serve your family. So if you enjoyed this episode, go share it with a friend, share it on Instagram, tag me at The Knitting Mamas. I would love to hear it. I would love to shout you out as well. And share it with a friend who might need to hear this as well. And once you're done with that, just pretty please leave me a 5-star review in the Apple Podcast app. I would love that because more mamas can actually find this podcast and learn with us how to take better care of themselves and also their families. So remember, it's okay to take a break, right? You deserve it. And looking after yourself is key to being the best self you can. It's not just for us, but it's also for everyone around us. And it always has to come first, even though we think it can come either last or never, not at all. It's completely backwards. We got to flip it around. I can't wait for you to put this into action. Please let me know either on Instagram at The Knitting Mamas or come into our free Facebook community at bit.ly/knittingmamas, bit.ly/knittingmamas. I would love to welcome you in there, and then we can have another discussion about this entire concept next week when I do our weekly live in there. It happens on Wednesdays at 2:30 p.m. EST. And let's go. Let's do this, and let's stop feeling guilty about taking time for ourselves, mamas. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I definitely did, and I also needed this reminder, just like you guys. So I will talk to you soon on the Knitting Mamas podcast. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils, and knitting adventures, and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.